recently, I find many problems concerning to religious problem. Such as psychology, or LSD, or the problem of how to bring about complete peace. Those problems are most important problems in present day, I think. In our system of Zen philosophy, I'm not emphasizing philosophy, but when we have discussion, there must be some system, or else our discussion will result anything. So I just want to present to you some system. As you know, our problem, the most important basic construction of culture may be science. Science is very important. But science just study or treat outward as an object. And the science will result materialistic understanding of life. But whether our human being is spiritual or material is a big problem, which has been discussed for a long, long time. We have no conclusion to it yet. We are spiritual or material. Our mental function is just attribute of body. Or our mental spiritual function is basic function for human being. And this kind of problem is not solved completely. But anyway, the problems which cannot be solved by science will be solved by cultural science. So the basic construction will be science, and next one will be natural science, and next one will be cultural science. In this science, we discuss about what is truth, what is duty, what is good. And if possible, what is holiness. But it is rather difficult to discuss what is holiness, holy nature, by cultural science. So the last problem for us is, what is holiness? What is holy nature? This problem will be solved by religion. So we have four foundations. Our culture has four foundations: natural science, cultural science, and three foundations, maybe. Natural science, science, cultural science. And religion. In religion, we discuss also what is our mind, what is our mind, whether it is material or spiritual, it is also our problem for religious study. And of course, we discuss about what is holy nature. But we treat our mind not as a mind, as psychology. Psychological study is to study our mind as an object of study. Here is mind, you know, which is universal to everyone. And what is the function of our mind? This is psychology. But in religion, we study our mind as our own. This is the difference. My own mind, not everyone's mind. I don't mind in some other's mind, but we do mind my mind. That is religion. So science will bring you some universal truths, which is like a telescope. You have a vast sight of mind, which is universal. As if you see San Francisco from Tamra Pines, you can see everything. You can see the vast sight of the San Francisco from Tamra Pines. But that kind of study, of course, it helps you. But you will not be so interested in the science, your mind in at the general, your mind in general. The most concerning problem for us is, what is my mind? What should I do with myself, with my mind? It's the most important problem. And religion only will give you the answer. What should you do with your mind? This kind of mind is a mind we religious people are concerned very much. So you should have clear distinction from psychology and religion. And from cultural science. And from natural science. Or else you will mix up. You cannot discuss properly. Dogen Zenji had a clear distinction between those kind of study. not only Dogen Zenji, but also all Buddhists say it. There is no inborn sage or natural Shakyamuni Buddha. We are all Shakyamuni Buddha, but if you do not practice or if you do not train yourself, you cannot be Shakyamuni Buddha. You have his nature, but if you do not realize his nature, we cannot be Shakyamuni Buddha. To realize his nature as your own is a religion. Now, we want to discuss something. If you have some problem, if some of you had a problem, on that problem, we want to discuss how to solve that problem. And if you have some question in our religion or what I said, please ask me.
What do you mean by cultural calm and beauty, by
philosophy and education, ethics? Those are culture, sociology, psychology, the culture concerned about our mind, not materialistic side of our life, but spiritual side of faces of our mind.
Culture in the depth of American culture or French culture or Vietnamese culture, or do you mean civilization?
Civilization, yeah, not special culture, but culture in various countries, which is the study of mind.
What about the kind of like talked about?
LSD, I have no experience of taking LSD, so but that is not so important in the problem at all. That is just like, I think, medicine. So, of course, if you take too much medicine, it will not be good for you. But there's no objection to in taking it, I think. But what I'm afraid of is they will mix up with religion. LSD then and LSD. They're very, very literal, you know, religion. It is quite another matter. Another problem, it is problem of LSD and problem of religion is quite different. But actually, religious people may use it, you know. But when we discuss something, or when we want to figure out the clear idea of LSD, we must make this point clear, or else we will, you know, we'll have useless discussion. One is going this way, and one is going this way, and they will have no chance to meet.
It has to be understood for what it is.
Yeah, what it is quite clear. It is a kind of medicine.
Yeah.
The study of LSD is the study of science, not religion. What I notice is, in America, or maybe in Europe, too, a great confusion, then a big confusion in religion and other culture.
Is that a corruption? Mm-hmm.
In thinking. In everyday life, you know, it must be mixed up. You know, religion should use various means to help people. But if the leaders of religious movement do not mix up, you know, religion and other culture, it may be awful.
Where did the line draw?
No, there's no need to draw a line like LSD. You can use it. I'm not talking about you should not use it or something like that. How to use it? And who is using it? You are using it.
People. I have used it, but
but that you, it's problem, you know? Small you or big you. This is the most important point. If you do not know what is you, to use something, it's crazy. So this point is very, very, very important. And this point is missing. So it is necessary to make this point very, very clear, because almost all people are mixed up many things. So they waste their time a lot. Not only waste of time, but also it is suffering, actually. Don't you think so? Some question?
On the Tuan and Nibro, exactly what you said, that just the practice absolves him, if not so good, because you may
supposedly
a better hinder or something like that. And then said, then if you do this, you'll give your practice until it is next to it, other fact. Does this mean that it's something that it's a serious stimulant and has to, then should take some that you stone stir it very bad? Or otherwise, it would be immediately a negro in this image, or this practice become like. It seems to me you're referring to some kind of true practice.
Yes.
The danger.
Danger.
Along the way from the Nixon mullet.
By danger, I don't mean you will be poisoned or
not.
You will go insane. Not that kind of danger, but you will not understand what is there. And you will make big mistake. So this kind of discussion is very important.
Well, how do you discriminate you and say you use your word?
You should know that. No. What I mean is, what is your most concerned point? What is your inbox request? What will appease your suffering or or your agitation? Meditation. And how you can appease it.
Dilgan Benji, I think, lighted himself with one hand and used the other hand to put incense down. Isn't that correct?
We maybe did that.
If there's no space or time, why would he do that?
No space.
I did it there.
If there's no space or time, as the Lankavatara Sutra said, why would Dilgan make a distinction between which hand he would use for which activities?
Oh, right, sir. This is good problem, good question. You know, this is very good. No space or no time, you know, means we think that, you know, when we say time, then some you have idea of continuity. You know, time is something continuous, and space is something wide. You know, this is time and space, idea of time and space. But time is not only continuity, and discontinuity is also time. You know, in the smallest particle of time, you can think in this way. You can form the continuity of time, adding smallest particle of time. This is complete also. And actually, this understanding is better. If so, time is continuous and discontinuous. Do you understand? You say flower comes out in 1 week from bud. Right? It's continuously the growth. But when you see the flower, you cannot recognize the growing flower. The flower stop growing when you see, just see. You don't see the movement of the flower. You cannot see even the movement of the hands of the crack. But it is moving. It is like a moving picture. A moving picture is the accumulation of small, you know, pictures. One after another, those pictures come, it will form some movement. So that is what he meant. Then no time or no space. No time as you think. No time, no space as you think. Actual time is continuous and discontinuous. And it is not even a time. It is actual growth of the flower. Actual, the sun rising in east, from east and setting in west. This is the time, actually. So in this sense, he says, there's no time or no space. What actually exists is our movement, which moves in one whole or existence. We are all moving, and there's some uniformity in our moving. And that is actual time and space. So when we do something, you know, when I say something, you are listening. And not only you, but also Buddha will listen to me. So in this moment, there's no need to say time or space. When I say something, there's you and there's Buddha. So we must not neglect what I am doing just now and relationship between you and I and Buddha. Instead of emphasizing time and space, he emphasized actual relationship which exists in this moment. Just now. So that is why he is very strict with what we do, how we treat everything. You abuse something because you think that it's some material, some permanent existence. So you will abuse it. But actually, we cannot abuse anything. If we want to abuse it, it will create problem to you. Because there's no such a thing which can be abused. Everything is actually, everything is living existence, which cannot be no alternative way of, which do not have no alternative way of expression. You know, when I say something and you are listening to me, there's no alternative expression of yourself. For me, it is so. So it is impossible to abuse something. But when we, you know, idealize something, and when we become attached to the idea of you, I may abuse you. No. I think it is possible to abuse you. But it is not possible. When you do something which is not possible, you will have problems, that's wrong. That is why he says there's no time or space. Actually, what exists, what you see, or what you do, what you is on this moment. So you must not abuse, or you must not even try to utilize. Just respect everything, and just treat everything respectfully. That is our way. Did you understand? So our way is to do something, improper time, improper way. That is Zen, in short. And mind and object is one. Did you understand? This is a good question, I think.
There have been some systems, or the sound systems of metaphysics, which are not strictly Western philosophy, getting in there, we said, which guy you do?
Explain,
well, not explain, but not the degree of understanding our theories, not as well as I were by a set of, or that we have a particular chemical or physical understanding of an object and of our of why we do things, for example, why the knob and why we adopt that of the wobble illegally, why we shall or actually we this and what the regular time with who is it either at what he might vote or as who it evolved. When chapter 3 on how always been disinterested in it.
In analysis of things from a physical level. I think that is why you are interested in Buddhism. You have a good background to understand what is Buddhism. You know, you have very advanced science and various kinds of philosophy. And your achievement is perfect, almost perfect, I think, especially in natural science. This achievement is very meaningful for us Buddhists. But Buddhists will give you some another interpretation from another angle, you know, in your achievement. We do not change what you have achieved. We believe in your achievement. There's no, you know, no room to ignore scientific truths. The science developed by actual failure, experiment after experiment, you achieve scientific progress. And you will continue this effort. But that is, you know, a scientific knowledge. We should know that, you know. That is not religious knowledge. Religious knowledge is something different from that. To give some another interpretation to science is religion. To understand science from another angle is religion. Without changing your conclusion. We do not doubt scientific truths. We accept scientific truths. But we will give another interpretation to it without changing the meaning. Not mean with a change of the conclusion of science. There's many very famous parables in Buddhism. The Buddha, poor fish. The Buddha is their home. For a human being, it is Buddha, not our home. And for celestial being, it is water is some palace or something. Palace. Like cow palace.
in out of dark, understanding.
So, for a human being, science is some sort of different, you know. For me, science is something different from the viewpoint of science. That is why even the scientist has very advanced knowledge in scientific way, they become very superstitious. We know many superstitious science. You may say, how is it possible for him to believe in such a primitive religion? But some of them quite superstitious. The science and his spiritual life is quite different for him. You know, scientific knowledge and spiritual understanding quite different to matter for us. So a question.
What criteria do we use for deciding what are the proper things and what the proper ways to do them are?
Proper way? When you say so, that is the question of ethics.
That could be what?
No, I'm not talking about ethics. Do you understand? What I can say now is for a person who understands what is my mind, there is no alternative way to take that is good. There's no bad for us who understand our inmost nature. In the realm of morality, there are two ways, good and bad. That is ethics, which is good. This is good and this is bad. So you have to take good instead of bad. That is moral. But that is because you live in moral realm. But religious life, there's no alternative. There's just only one way. If when you become quite religious, you know, there's no other way than to take one way. Water does not come up. It always comes down. That kind of question, because we say no good, don't discriminate. You know, we Buddhists say don't discriminate. There's no good or bad. So that kind of question is quite a natural question, I think. We do not ignore good or bad. So here you see the religion will give the life to morality. For religious people, it is the pleasure to take good instead of bad. There's no alternative way. But for a moral mind, there's two ways, which is good. then you must have some major value. How to make the measurement is a big problem. The measurement for a woman will not be the measurement for men. The big problem. So if there is no religion, you will make it your effort to utilize morality or to make some excuse in what you do. If there is no religion, that will be the, your effort. Not pure,
No.
You are just making excuse because our constitution said that, so this is good and this is bad. But when it is not convenient, you will not say anything. But
that is your attitude.
You will be the abuse of morality and abuse of law and abuse of religion. Religion is very handy to use. If you say Shakyamuni Buddha said even a stone will be a medicine. That is abuse of religion, abuse of the Shakyamuni Buddha. That is not religion at all. That is, I don't know what it is. That if it, that it is not even saying.
Good Lord. Some question. We have 15 minutes here.
You keep it up. We have a manual for meditation with you. What? It's already. But place your thumb on the root of your eye to you. Why is that?
Usually you are doing like that. But the beginner will wonder, what should he do with their tongue? When you sit for the first time, your mouth will be full of water. When your tongue is like this, your mouth will be filled with water. But when your tongue is like this, it's all right. If you do like this, try what will happen. Those are the idea of precepts. If we say 250 precepts or 500 precepts, you will say, oh my, what a religion putting me in. But our precept is something like that. We make it sure, assure our conduct by study. Actually, what you are doing is, what you are intuitively doing is our precept. We do not force anything to you.
One said, do you send the yoga practice by this people in the evening and is very close to China?
No, I don't want a night. If I night, I think I will say something, but I'm afraid if it is good, it's all right. You know, it is idea, not your practice itself, but in what way or in what purpose they practice yoga is that very important point. It is like medicine, you know. If you take it in proper way, it is all right. If I turn, if you rely on it too much, so yoga practice is not only way to help you. We should know that, I think.
You got a question?
The book Foundations of Tibetan Rinpoche's by Lama Angarisa Govinda, compared point by point Hindu yoga, Rasasana and posture, not going into all special vati, Hindu yoga with Buddha yoga. And he comes to the conclusion there, so full reason one does it is quite different. And the deep background is quite different. And if that's kind of that something quite different.
Yeah, we think so, maybe. That is Buddhism. The background, or idea.
I'm a very few truths. I could be a few truths about the very few we
Two reasons. Yeah,
reason
yeah. In philosophical study, there's always it is inevitable in philosophical study. There's always paradox in philosophical study. It cannot be helped. And there's truth, you know, where there's paradox, then truth, if you have eyes to see, you know. But as long as you are confined in philosophical study, you have no eye to see through the paradoxical state. Philosophy is good because it is paradoxical. You know. So we Buddhists use paradoxical expression. It should be paradoxical. So we use, we apply paradoxical expression as philosophers do. And we do not think that it's paradoxical. We have 1 week of discussion, so it will be better to finish today. I discuss it.